degrees in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. A group of Nashville lawyers is looking to protect voter access to the polls this November. The attorneys have formed an organization called Guardians of Democracy. It is seeking volunteers who can, quote, be present at polls on Election Day to offer support to voters. All volunteers will have to undergo a 30-minute online training. While Guardians of Democracy is nonpartisan, it has received support from Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell's Political Action Committee. The move comes as concerns mount that President Donald Trump could send federal agents to polling places during the midterms. Nashville is already at odds with the federal government over the upcoming elections. Last month, Metro sued the White House over federal guidelines that directed localities to put in place certain, quote, Election Day security measures. If states and cities refuse, the federal government says it will withhold already allocated grants. Across Tennessee and the surrounding region, developers are proposing and building major data centers. The rapid pace of these projects, along with their impacts on the region's electric grid, environment, and communities, are prompting concerns. On our show, This is Nashville, Stephen Smith, who is the executive director of the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy, explained why his group is calling for an 18-month moratorium on new large data centers in Tennessee and other states in the Southeast.
Now what we've seen is massive gas build-out, which has the potential to impact local customers, driving pollution that is exacerbating the climate crisis. And the utilities, who also had targets, have abandoned those targets on reduced air pollution and fossil fuels and adding the greenhouse gases.
Over the last month, the Appalachian Mid-South Newsroom Collaborative has, and its seven member stations, produced a six-part series all about data centers. You can find those stories at lpm.org/data centers. You are listening to 90.3 WPLN News.